Welcome back. How have you been?
I've been really good. How have you been?
I've been great. This is a busy time of the year for you, isn't it?
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Your busiest time of the school year?
I would definitely say it's our busiest time of the school year within the band realm. Yep, absolutely.
I saw you guys out practicing the other day, and I don't know why. I just love stumbling upon a band practicing outdoors, especially in the early morning hours.
Yeah, I know it doesn't make every single person happy to hear the band that early in the morning, but I mean, we got to do what we got to do. We have a lot of kids that are involved in other activities. So we're trying to meet them and give them the experiences and stuff that they want to do. And marching band, as long as I've been in marching band from high school on up, it's always been before school because it's just worked easier that way. So yeah, it's definitely one of the things that I characterize, like with fall, the smell of the leaves, the marching band in the background, the football games, the stadium lights, all of those things are quintessential to fall. And we are definitely in that time frame right now.
Yeah, there's always going to be someone, I suppose, that calls in and complains. It's too loud, it woke me up, whatever. But I think most people just love the sound of a band no matter when it is.
So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. We have a lot of people that'll come up and do it in a teasing, razzing sort of way. They're very proud of what the kids are doing here and very happy to see the numbers continually increase and the energy that the kids bring to the different events. So
we especially want to talk to you today about March to the Meridian, which is coming up. I know you have the Festival of Bands this weekend, but what have you been up to since school started?
Since school started, we have been full steam ahead in trying to get things in order for March to the Meridian, especially. You know, that being said, I want to start off with the Festival of Bands thing, because that's our next thing on our hit list right now. That's this coming weekend. And that's tough competition up there for these kids. Each competition we go to, some of them are based off of what size the band is. Some of them are based on what size our school is. And for Festival of Bands, it's what size our school is. So we're dealing with programs that sometimes have, you know, 50 more students than ours in our marching band, or even 100 more students in their marching band. And these kids are having to rise to that occasion and bring the best possible show that they can. And it's tough competition. So the kids are actually approaching this really, really good. This is where we're at. This is where we want to get. They've set benchmarks. They've called additional sectionals. I'm not calling the sectionals. They're realizing they need to have a sectional. They're putting in 100%, and it's an awesome vibe that they're putting out there.
It's got to be quite an undertaking to take a whole group to another town, to a festival, transportation, all of the other accommodations. You have help, thank goodness.
I have some help. I have an amazing marching band staff. We've got Casey Bray from the middle school. She is our assistant marching band director. We've got Alexis Evans. She's our color guard coordinator. And we have a wonderful crew of band parents that volunteer for each one of our competitions. Oof, if we didn't have those people, I would be visiting my hairstylist a lot more to color up the grays. It's a big undertaking, and you know, many hands make the load that much lighter. And so that helps out tremendously. You kind of get into a routine of like, this is what we need to do this far ahead before we go perform. This is what our next step is. This is what our next step is. And everybody just kind of falls in line and does what they need to do. And at the end of the day, we're all tired, but we're all incredibly proud of what we've accomplished that day, and we want to keep going to the next event.
Yes. Every band goes to festivals, but not every band hosts a festival. Hosting,
yeah.
That's a whole nother level.
That's a whole nother scenario. You know, it's kind of one of those things when we thought about hosting one here, we're kind of like, gee, how much more sleep do we want to lose in the fall season? Let's host one. Let's pull that one out and let's see what we can do. No, we looked at it and it's an awesome opportunity. We walked into wanting to host a competition here, especially when we had all the renovations done with Crane Youngworth Field, and realize the awesome venue and the awesome potential that we have here within Yankton to host something like this. And again, we wanted to structure ours in a different way. We wanted to structure ours based on band size. So kids that are in a 35 to 45-ish member group aren't competing against somebody that's got a band of, you know, 60 more students. It's really, really hard to do that. So again, we structured our competition here how we chose to, which was by band size numbers, and wanted to make it an incredibly supportive and incredibly encouraging process. We caution our judges when they come down. We're like, hey, we don't want to really tear apart kids. We want to recognize what they're doing and give them that next benchmark to move to that next level, not criticize them for what they're not doing right. Look at the big picture and be encouraging and supportive to the kids in the programs. And it must be working. We've got another year where we've got 25 bands that are going to be participating in this year's event. Our field event is growing. I think this year we have 7 bands or 8 bands that are going to be performing at our field competition. We got a band coming all the way over from Rapid City again this year. We got Aberdeen coming down. I mean, they're making the trek down to what we're doing here. And it's just, it's phenomenal what's happening.
Like, and you work the bridge into it. That's so special.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we're trying to figure out how to do this and how to start it and what can make this unique. And so we're like, let's have a march over the bridge. And so we started that process and made sure it was going to be okay structure-wise and everything to do that, you know, because you just want to make sure you have all your ducks in a row as you're walking into this thing. And actually, when we got across the bridge and the kids, you know, I was middle school director at that point in time, and the middle school kids are like, that was so cool. It just vibrates under there and it just rings just because of how the acoustics are with that, the upper deck on there kind of centers that sound a little bit. And the kids are like, wow, we just sound huge. Well, yeah, you're huge, number one. And now you have the sound amplified that much farther. And that's one of the cool things when we talk to all the bands that are participating in the parade, they're like, it is the neatest thing. The kids love marching across that bridge in the morning and how sound just helps build that intensity into the upcoming competition once they get into the actual competition route. So yeah, it's just a cool way of tying in a huge historic landmark in Yankton, bringing a little bit of Yankton into that competition field and going from there. Yeah.
How can people take it in as far as times and locations that weekend?
Yeah, on Saturday, October 11th, it is going to be, the parade's going to be starting at 8:30 in the morning, going through downtown. It's going to go up directly off of Meridian Bridge, and they're going to head down 3rd Street right through the heart of Meridian District, and the kids are going to do their performances there. The judges are going to be there right beside the boathouse area, and so it's going to be a great opportunity there. The parade stuff should wrap up prior to 11 o'clock, and then our field event starts over at Crane Youngworth Field at 11:30 is going to be when our first band takes the field there. So it's going to be a great day. We don't have any charge, obviously, for the parade route for people to come and watch it. Over at the football field, it's $10 a person. And because it is a fundraiser for our Yankton band program, we don't honor the activity tickets or the senior passes. It's just a way to help support the Yankton band program and give us some funding for our next year's show is where it ultimately goes to.
And such a great time of the year, too.
Yeah.
When you're in a band uniform, you want it to be comfortable outside.
Exactly. So, you know, ideally, if we can get it like right around that 70 degree temperature.
What are some of the complimentary pieces to the band? When I see you in parades, there are some flags there. And mm-hmm. So it's not just the band. Who else is all there?
We definitely have our drum majors that are out in front of the actual marching band. They're doing the things. They have to get the song all learned, get the directing all down, get the timing lined up with our drum line, which is at the back end. So between the two of them, they're keeping the pulse going for the entire group. And then in front of them is our color guard, and they add the visual pop and pizzazz to our street routine. This year we have 14 color guard, and they are just killing it. They're doing a fabulous job. And then in front of them, we have our two banner holders. Our two banner holders are the first introduction to who's coming down the line. They are the first people that give the identity of, hey, this is Yankton's band. Take notice. Let's look at what these kids are doing. That all of them are also integral to making that performance that special and that unique. So yeah, we couldn't do it without any of them. Absolutely.
Anything else you want people to know about the band and in specific March to the Meridian event?
You know, come out on this day. If you've never gone to a marching band competition, or if you've had kids that have graduated out of the program and saw Yankton in prior years, come on out, take a look, watch what these kids are doing. There's so much time that goes into all of our marching shows. I mean, we start the end of July and we do almost 2.5 weeks of practice in the summertime. Plus then every morning, once the school year starts, these kids are vested 100% in trying to make this the best show possible. And our show has a cool little storyline this year. So, and good audio clips that go over it. So even if you know nothing about music, you're still going to get a visually entertaining show that you're going to be able to follow the storyline and see what's happening. Just coming out. These kids are phenomenal. The performances are going to be mind-blowing. You're going to have a great time and supporting an awesome cause here with the Yankton Band Program.
And they learn team and community and hopefully have some fun.
Actually, we've chatted about that quite a few times this year about it's not just a you thing. And when it comes to the marching band, your role is so important to the success of the overall team. If somebody's missing, if somebody's late, it affects the entire group. And developing that team mentality and cooperative learning environment, quintessential to our successes on that field and in the classroom and in the world.
Sincere best wishes on this upcoming event and everything else you have going on. Thanks for making it sound so nice around here. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to come in and chat with you.